This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Toastmasters podcast. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And Ryan, we are speaking today with whom?
We are speaking with Jana Barnhill. Jana is a distinguished Toastmaster. She also served as Toastmasters International President from 2008 to 2009. Now, in the year 1998, she earned the Accredited Speaker designation, which is of particular interest today because that's the topic of our show today, the Accredited Speaker Program. Jana wrote an article in the December 2010 issue of the Toastmaster magazine called Becoming a Pro. Jana Barnhill, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Jana.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. So for our listeners who aren't familiar with it, what is the Accredited Speaker Program, and what does it mean for someone like you who holds that designation?
Well, the Accredited Speaker Program is a program we have here in Toastmasters that recognizes people who have attained professional level speaking skills. Mm-hmm. Achieving this designation gives you a tangible credential to say, I am a professional speaker, or I have professional speaking caliber skills. Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is a brand new Toastmaster, but they happen to be a professional speaker already or have the skills of a professional speaker already, are they eligible to just apply for the program right out of the gates?
Not immediately. There are some prerequisites to be eligible to become an accredited speaker, that being you must have earned your advanced communicator bronze. And of course, we know that means you've completed your competent communicator manual mm-hmm. and two advanced manuals.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Now, does this designation mean much to people outside of Toastmasters? For example, if you were to mm-hmm. go to different companies and apply to be one of the speakers, would telling them that you're an accredited speaker through Toastmasters, does that pull any weight for you?
Well, you know, I really appreciated what past international president and accredited speaker Dilip Abhisekera had to say, and I pointed that out in my article. He uses this credential to give him leverage, and I agree with what he said, that people may not have a clue mm-hmm. what it means to become an accredited speaker, but most people, especially in corporations, at least acknowledge and have a respect for the Toastmasters organization. So if you say you're an accredited speaker through Toastmasters International, I think it means something to them. And I will say, for me personally, I also take that one step further and point out that, you know, out of the fact that there are only 62 accredited speakers in our organization, only 7 of those are women. Mm. So I take advantage of that. Wow. And it does pull some weight for me.
And how many are named Jana?
You know, I am one of a kind.
I would guess probably number one.
Aren't you, aren't you glad?
How many world champs are there? There are probably more world champs, right, than accredited
speakers? And yes, and that's another distinction between the two, because every single year we crown a world championship of public speaking. Mm-hmm. But what some people don't understand about the accredited speaker program is just because you jump in that competition doesn't mean you will win the trophy. Mm. We have had many years where people have tried to become an accredited speaker, but they were not successful. You know, we don't ever say we're not going to have a world champion this year, but we're in the world championship or any of our speech contests, we are selecting the best person out of that group of gotcha. That time. Mm. Accredited speaker, you're not speaking against someone else. You're speaking against the standards of the program.
Right, right. So, Jana, let's talk a little bit about this rigorous application process that's involved to get this designation.
Yeah, it is rigorous. It's quite a process. But I think we've all been told that the more difficult, the more challenging a goal, the more work we put into it, we appreciate it more once it's accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So to become an accredited speaker, as we've already mentioned, you must obtain your Advanced Communicator Bronze.
Mm-hmm.
And then if this is the path you wish to take, your next step is to deliver 25 outside speeches. And, of course, by that we mean two non-Toastmaster audiences. And that has to be within a three-year period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is really not that difficult. It simply is a matter of doing some research, because there are always community groups looking for speakers to speak to them, Rotary, Lions, other civic organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are also special interest or advocate groups such as the Cancer Society, Diabetes. You know, here we have a relatively new organization called BUST, which is Buckle Up, Stop Texting. Those groups are always looking for speakers to speak for them. So finding the opportunity to deliver those 25 presentations is not really the challenge. Two of the challenges fall in that, number one, you have to have something to say. It's interesting, so often when I am out speaking, at the end of my presentation, someone will come up to me and say, "I want to do what you do." And I say, "Oh, that's great. What would you speak about?" And they say, "Well, I don't know, but I really want to do what you do." You have to have a message. You have to have something to say. The other challenge that falls within those 25 outside speeches is within those presentations, you must include every single type of presentation skill. You can't just do 25 humorous speeches.
Mm.
You have to include motivational, inspirational, informative, persuasive, seminar, discussion leader. And I've had people through the years come up to me and say, "You know, all I do is whatever." So this is another thing that really sets the accredited speaker program apart, is those people have stretched themselves to become skilled in all of the areas. And it certainly didn't come naturally to all of us to be able to do all of those. But it gets back to the willingness to stretch. So once you've completed those speeches, you submit your application. That includes both the paperwork and the fee, but also an audio recording, and that can be anywhere from 15 to 45 minutes, and that is for the first level of judging.
Wow. So let me go back to this speech, these 25 speeches.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to get, like, the signature of somebody that you spoke in front of, or is this the honor system? How does that work exactly?
You do have to submit five letters of accommodation from the group you spoke to. So out of the 25, you have to include five letters from the group that you were there. So
right. No, so not five per group, per speech.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, just five total.
Total.
And on the application, I know you have to list the name of the organization you spoke
yes,
to. So
that is correct.
You could be followed up on, I suppose,
you
right?
You never know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what happens if you submit your application, you've done 25 speeches, you've submitted your CD recording, and
uh-huh.
it's reviewed, and Toastmasters International says, "Okay, you're good, you're moving on." What does moving on mean?
Moving on means you've passed the first hurdle, now you start all over, because the next step is to present a different presentation live at the international convention. So you have to come up with a completely different presentation, and you deliver it live for a group, and then of course within that group is a group of judges. And again, you either pass or fail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to be an accredited speaker, then you ask yourself this question. When you hear you, or when you hear another speaker, ask yourself the question, would you pay money to listen to that speaker? And, you know, you think back to the speech contests. There are a lot of winners, and I don't necessarily mean at the world championship level, but there are a lot of people who in our speech contests that might do a great job in that particular competition, but that doesn't mean you're going to go out and pay money to listen to them speak.
Right.
And the length of the presentations is also different here. You know, you're not typically going to go pay money to hear a 7-minute speech. So a lot of the people who are accredited speakers spend their time delivering longer presentations.
All right. Let's talk for a moment about the people who don't pass. Maybe I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but okay,
right.
let me back up. I'm assuming that's the last step at the international conference. That's when the judging takes place, and then you either know or you don't know, like at the contest, correct?
That is correct.
At the convention, I should say.
Yeah, at the convention, after the judges have met,
okay,
then, you know, they make their decision, and there is one of the executive officers has the opportunity to speak to the candidates and let them know, you know, you either passed, you know, congratulations, or you didn't. And that's tough to do when you have someone who is not successful.
Yeah.
I know I had that. I had to tell two different people that they did not pass that final level, and it's tough. But the good thing is you do receive feedback. It's not just congratulations or I'm sorry.
Right.
If it's I'm sorry, that is always followed up with, as we would do in our clubs with any effective evaluation, we let them know what they did well. And then we certainly follow that up with, here is exactly where your presentation didn't quite meet the mark. And we want you to come back. We want you to try it again. But these are the things you really need to work on to be successful next time.
Gotcha. Yeah,
and I will say that if you do not pass that live presentation the first time,
mm-hmm.
you do not have to go back and start all over. You don't have to do that recording again. You're given 3 opportunities.
Okay.
Now, if you don't pass in 3 opportunities, you do have to start all over.
Yeah, you know, obviously there's a lot of humility involved in this process. And I think actually it was Robert Barnhill, who's a past international president and
you know that guy, right?
Accredited speaker. Yeah, have you heard of him before? There's a quote from him in your article that I just really loved. It says, "It doesn't matter how good you think you are. If you don't pass, there is a reason, and you have to be willing to learn what it is and make the necessary changes." Jana, there's also a quote in your article from Cheryl Rausch, who is an accredited speaker and certainly a very passionate advocate for the program. And she says that when you become an accredited speaker, quote, "We cannot have a bad day no matter what we are doing. We always have to be on." And gosh, I have to tell you, I read that and thought, wow, that sounds intimidating. That's a lot of pressure. Do you feel that as an accredited speaker?
Every one of us, she stated what we all feel. Every one of us who have earned this credential feel so strongly about how it reflects not only on us as individuals, but on the organization as well. And we absolutely demand nothing less than the best from ourselves. Now, is that pressure? Absolutely. I mean, there are still times when I absolutely agonize over presentations. But it's that pressure that got us where we are. You know, mm-hmm. it's that pushing and demanding ourselves to be better. That's what allowed us to reach this designation, and the last thing that we would ever want is for someone to hear us and their reaction to be, "She's an accredited speaker, really?"
Right.
We would die if that were to happen to us. So we do put a lot of pressure on ourselves, but it's what keeps us on top of our game.
Right. I got to say, I think if nothing else, if somebody's interested in this process and going for the designation, you're obviously going to become a better speaker in the process. Just getting out and giving 25 speeches to non-Toastmasters audiences, getting on the international stage and giving it a shot, and getting feedback if you don't make it.
Well, really, I have noticed there are four reasons why most people don't pass that first level. Mm-hmm. One is they simply aren't at the skill level they need to be yet. Doesn't mean they won't be, but they're not quite there yet. Another reason is because they simply haven't followed the instructions. I have listened to tapes as a judge on that first round before, mm-hmm. and it clearly says, you know, this is to be a recording, a live recording for an audience. And you can tell there is no one in that room but the speaker.
And the TV in the background.
The cat, you hear it.
Yeah. Or maybe another reason is they've made a poor choice for their topic in that first round. You have to remember the judges cannot see you. Don't pick a topic that the majority of your presentation is based on seeing visual aid.
Right.
and I've experienced that as well. And then another reason is they simply have submitted a poor quality recording. It might have been a dynamite presentation, but we could not hear it.
Right.
So those are the main reasons that people don't pass that first round.
Some good insider tips there.
Yeah, do not record on an 8-track.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, Jana, I saw at the end of your article you concluded by encouraging anyone who's interested in applying or has applied to contact one of the existing accredited speakers, the 62 accredited speakers, for support. What are some of the ways that folks like yourself and the other 61 accredited speakers support and assist applicants along the way?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. And this is something that we love to do. We want people to succeed at this. And we are always receiving emails or phone calls asking us questions, seeking guidance. I was at a fall conference just this past year where someone came up to me on Friday evening and said, you know, I really want to do this, and I've actually brought my recording with me. Would you mind listening to it? And I was so happy to do that, and I did take that time, and I was glad the person asked, because I was very frank with them and said, you know what, if it were me, I would not pass this tape, and here's why.
That's
because we do want you to succeed.
Oh, that's a fabulous opportunity for anyone. You know, you don't have to be, obviously it's the judges who are selected that year who make the final decision, but gosh, if you can get some advice from people who've walked that path before, why not?
Absolutely.
Jana, where can people find out more information about you personally? Do you have a personal website? Do you have any books out? Do you have any movies, Hollywood? What's going on with you?
You know, we were recently featured on the CBS Early Show.
Ooh.
I joke about that. That was actually about our Christmas lights.
Very good.
We do have a website, though. It's Live Speakers, www.livespeakers.com. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Good. Jana, it's been a pleasure, as always.
Oh, it's a pleasure to visit with you guys again, and just Happy New Year to all of the Toastmasters, and I wish you all the best for this year.
All right, Jana, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jana.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Hey, but we started off talking about the accredited speaker and kind of just juxtaposing it to the World Championship of Public Speaker. I thought maybe to just wrap up, I'll share this quote here from Dana Lamon that was in Jana's article. He says, "I do not treat one designation greater than the other. The World Championship of Public Speaking represents performance at a moment in time against a group of contenders. Accredited speaker represents a solid foundation of professional skills displayed over time. I cherish them both." Hmm. Well said.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening. And if you do have any listener feedback for this episode or any others, we'd love to hear from you. Ryan, how could they contact us?
Could give us a call at our listener feedback voicemail line. Leave us a message up to 2 minutes. That number is 1-888-451-8862. You can email us podcast@toastmasters.org. You can post on our blog at toastmasterspodcast.com or hit us up on Twitter @TheTMPodcast.
All right. Beautiful. I'm Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.